That indeed is the good news today. He is alive. The Easter story today will come to us from John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Let's listen to this story. Perhaps we'll find ourselves somewhere in this story. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Simon Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other outran Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down to look in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon Peter came following him, and he went in the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that was on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place all by itself. Then the disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look in, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, let me know where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever gone looking for something and wound up with something a whole lot better? This is my favorite story of how I was looking for something one day and found something so much better. I was trying to raise some money for Disciple Bible Outreach Ministries. Now, I'm passionate about that ministry. Now, I can't raise money for anything, but I'm passionate about Disciple Bible Outreach Ministry, so I was determined that we're going to raise a lot of funds for this ministry. And I had a strategy. I was going to meet with people at breakfast, and I was going to ask for a large contribution from these select few. And so on this particular morning, I went to see a woman who, at that time, operated an engineering business, a member of our church. And she'd given in the past, and I knew she could give a lot more. So I had arranged for breakfast. And as I went to breakfast, I was so excited. And then in the middle of breakfast, she said, "Sure, William, I'll be glad to give the Disciple Bible Arch Ministries, and I'll just make the check out and send it in later." And then we're almost getting ready to go. And she said, wait a minute. "Can I ask you something?" I said, "Sure." Now, I'd already gotten what I came for, so that was good enough for me. But yeah, certainly, what you got? She said, "It just now dawned on me. there's a young lady who works at our firm that I think you'd like to know. I said, oh, yeah? She said, yeah. I said, that's interesting. Why would you bring that up? She said, William, I think she would be good to get to know. And would you like her telephone number? And I said, sure. And then the only thing she said then was, if I give you the number, you must promise to call. Going to that breakfast, I didn't expect to come back with the telephone number of Polly, and that encounter would ultimately lead to the celebration of our 8-year wedding anniversary this past Thursday. Interesting enough, the person who gave me the phone number had no idea she was going to give me the phone number. It just sort of happened. You know, sometimes you go looking for one thing and you wind up with something so much better. But today I want to talk with you about something even more important. It relates to our scripture. Have you ever looked for something or someone only to be found by something or someone else, and it altered the direction of your life? It's a good question. Well, that's what happened to Mary Magdalene. You see, she came to the tomb to express her grief. She came to see the body of Jesus, the corpse. She had come to be near the one to whom she owed so much, and whose relationship now she had lost. She came to cling on to that which she had in the past. She came looking for that opportunity merely to weep and to grieve and to be near the one to whom she was so grateful, but whose relationship now she had only in the past. But she was found by the risen Christ. She was found by the living Christ. And this is the good news, because the risen Christ is no longer relegated to the past. The risen Christ is no longer contained in a tomb. The risen Christ is alive and present in the here and now, opening up to every single person a new future and establishing a forever relationship that can never be lost. So Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she was found by the risen Christ. And that's the Easter story from John's Gospel. She went to weep. She left to preach. She went to mourn. She left to be an evangelist. She went as a person who could only think of past. She left as a person who could embrace the future. And that's the difference that the risen Christ made in her life, and the difference that the risen Christ can make in our lives. So let me ask you, whom are you looking for today? There are various answers that we could have, but the good news is simply this. No matter what we've come for here today, who we might be looking for, or whatever it is that we're looking to find, the good news is the risen Christ finds us. He finds us where we are. Because He finds us where we are, we do indeed have a future and a hope. You know, Jesus can find us in our sorrows. Later on in the evening on that Easter day, two of the disciples were going to Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were sad. They were weeping. They were crying. They were sorrowful over Jesus' death. And He walked with them and listened to them. And then they broke bread together, and their eyes were open, and then they saw Him. And Jesus, the risen Christ, found them in their sorrows. Some people suffer tremendous defeats in life. Some are their own fault and sometimes not. But by whatever means defeats have come, they always bring pain. But Jesus can find you during your greatest defeat. Christ can find us wherever we are in prison. And I know that there are some who said they did not come to prison to find Jesus. But they are glad that when they came to prison, Jesus found them. And the thing about it is we think we know who Jesus is. All of us, we know who Jesus is. But do we know how much greater our concept of Jesus really is when we think in terms of a risen, living Jesus? You know, you probably have heard of the group of people who decided to find out more about the historical Jesus. They put together a committee even to come up studying, saying, well, which words did Jesus really say that are in the Bible and which ones didn't he say and who really was Jesus? And the quest for the historical Jesus has always been fascinating. Just who was he? You know, let's find out everything about who the real Jesus was. But they do it in a way that's not needed, because we in the church know the living Christ. However he was, he has become the living Christ. We know him in the breaking of the bread. We know him in the face of the weak and the suffering that we visit, because he said, as you did it to the least of these, you do it to me. We find him as he goes up ahead from us. He's always a step ahead. We're never saying, follow me, Jesus. He's always saying, I'm over here doing a new thing. You follow me. Do we really know what the risen Christ is all about? You see, we think we know Jesus. But the risen Jesus, the risen Christ, is far more greater than any of our imaginations. And I believe in the resurrection. And as Adam Hamilton said, a simple way to put it is like this. The worst thing to ever happen is never the last thing. Because God has the last word on everything, and that word is life, and that word is resurrection. And the risen Christ opens up to us new futures and new possibilities. And so, however it is that you came today, and for whatever it is you're looking for, or whoever you're looking for, the risen Christ is here to find you where you are, and even more than that, to send you forth as the bearer of good news to others. Isn't it wonderful that Mary Magdalene was the first evangelist? It's interesting that the first people she had to go evangelize were the disciples. Do you know where they were? They were back home. Easter was not easy for anybody to figure out. It's not Easter easy for me to figure out. You read the Gospels and it seems like, holy moly, none of them really know what's going on. And the stories are all different. And you got two guys running and then one sees and believes, but he goes home and blah, 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 blah. But it's clear here, that Mary Magdalene says, I have seen the Lord. And she goes and tells these disciples. And these disciples tell others. And then it grows from there and there and there and there until now, here, all over the world today, we announce the good news that he is risen, and we go forth to a world hungry to know about new life and new beginnings. And we become bearers of good news. So often people want me to explain the resurrection. I have no clue to how to explain it. But here's what I think. I think that we'll never convince people of the truth of the resurrection by an argument or by some sort of great speech or talk or paper or book that we could write. I think the thing that will change people's lives and help them to come to believe in resurrection is when they see a people whose lives are so radically different from the world. That they look at a group of people and they scratch their heads and they say, there could be no other explanation for why these people do these things other than it's true. Somebody raised from the dead. We're called to live in an alternative way, to live nonviolently in a violent world, to live peacefully in a world at war. We're called to live humbly. We're called to live meekly. We're called to turn the other cheek. We're called to lay down our lives for others. We're called to make sacrifices. We're called to do all these things. And if we really did all these things, feeding the poor, clothing the naked, visiting the prisoner, caring for the orphan, the widow, if we did all these things, I'm convinced people would say, hey, what was it again that they said about resurrection? I see it in them. And so we're going to be sent out today to be bearers of the good news to others. And we're also sent out as a church to live as the resurrected people into a new way of life. Whom are you looking for? The good news is, if you listen, there's one who will find you and he will call your name and you will recognize his voice. Polly and I will be glad to have prayer with you today on this Easter day for whatever need that you may have. But there's no greater need than to know the Good Shepherd as your Savior and as your Lord. And if you've never given your life to Christ, you're welcome to come do that today. But isn't it nice to know that here today, and by the time this day is over with, we will have had 7 services, probably reached over 2,500 people, all who will go forth and to share the good news. Let us stand.